This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The family of a Colorado Springs man who died while in custody of police and the city's crisis response team has filed a federal lawsuit. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the suit is seeking charges and a jury trial.
63-year-old Kevin Dismang died in 2022 after his family called 911 saying he was having a mental health episode. The lawsuit says a Colorado Springs police officer and a city paramedic placed a handcuffed Dismang in a chokehold until he was unresponsive. Dismang later died at a hospital. An autopsy report found physical restraint played a role in his death, but also noted Dismang had a high level of meth in his system and a history of pulmonary disease. An investigation by the local district attorney found the responders' actions were justified. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
For years, an influential business group has worked with state Democrats on ways to cut property tax rates. Now they've picked a new ally, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Last year, the business group Colorado Concern worked with Democrats on Proposition HH, which failed dramatically thanks in part to the opposition of the Republican group Advance Colorado. Now the business leaders have allied with that same Republican group on a sweeping new ballot measure to cut property taxes and cap their growth in the future. That's a big boost for the conservative tax agenda, says Republican strategist Michael Fields.
I think it makes it much more likely that we'll pass a measure on the ballot this November.
The two groups still would have to gather tens of thousands of signatures to get the measure on the ballot. Democrats warn it would hurt state and local budgets. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The animal shelter in Aurora could soon see an expansion. The city council is considering putting $1.5 million from COVID relief funds toward increasing the shelter's space. The project's total cost could be $35 million. This is CPR News and KRCC.